Hi there, this is Daphne from Chameleon Fresh. Is there anyone else on?
Hi, Daphne. Tracy Varga. I'm on.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Awesome.
Hi, Tracy.
Did you just call in? I'm sorry, who was that?
Carolina from Mexico City.
Hey, Carolina, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I believe when you want to start, you have to mute everybody.
Okay, so I'll go on to star 7, which I think is the conference mode.
Is Diane with you already? Is there Diane?
I'm here.
Hi, Diane.
Oh, hey,
how
Diane.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Glad to hear you.
Did I have you worried, did I?
Yes. But we're finally here, and I'm very glad. I'm looking forward to hear you. Very excited.
Well, good. I'm happy to be here, and hopefully we'll share some good stuff today that everybody can implement and take back and start using in their companies.
I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. So we're just holding two more minutes, and Tracy would moderate, and I'm glad we're all here.
Well, I didn't mean to worry. I didn't want to get on too early since the thing said that, you know, everything was being recorded. So I thought, well, I'd just wait a few minutes. So
yes, and we have already been recorded, so we might shut up.
Hi, this is Kathy Walters.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Daphne from Toronto, Chameleon Fresh Daphne. Image Consulting.
Diane?
Yes.
All right. I believe I have it on conference mode where you and I can talk. No one else can be heard at this point just so that we don't have much background noise. But at the end of the call, I will put it on Q&A mode and everyone can ask their questions.
Okay. That sounds
so
perfect.
Are you ready for me to give a little introduction and we'll get started?
Darling, I am so ready. I am always ready for this.
Great. Well, welcome everyone to our February AICI teleclass with Diane Conklin. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Today, we're very excited to have the topic, How to Grow Your Image Business and Attract More Ideal Clients with Simple, Effective Marketing Strategies. And we're very excited to have Diane today because I believe you're speaking to AIC members for the first time, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I sure am.
So we welcome you. Diane is an internationally known author, entrepreneur, coach, event planner, speaker, and copywriter. She is what's called a direct response marketing expert, and we're going to learn all about what that means. She specializes in showing small businesses and consultants like us how to integrate their online and offline marketing strategies to achieve maximum results. Diane also shows small business owners how to measure their marketing success. And I think this is the real trick that I know we're excited. We all spend this money on marketing, and we never really know if it's working. She is co-founder of Complete Marketing Systems, and for 12 years has been showing small business owners how to build their businesses. Diane has home study systems, coaching, and coaching programs in the areas of social media, information marketing, direct response marketing, direct mail, and event planning. As a speaker, she has shared the stage with Joan Rivers. That must have been fun.
Mm-hmm.
George Foreman and Bill Glazer. And she was voted the 2011 Marketer of the Year for her innovative marketing strategies and campaigns. So very impressive speaker we have today. We're very excited to have you. So why don't you teach us how to be better marketers?
Well, how long do we have? Just an hour, right?
Yeah, and that's good. Why don't you plan on speaking? We'll speak for about 45 minutes,
okay,
and then we'll go into Q&A mode.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Well, thank you, first of all, for having me. I'm honored, very honored to be here and very excited to be sharing some great marketing things. And so, you know, if you have a question or something that pops up and you want clarity or I'm saying something that doesn't make sense, feel free to pop in and get some clarification. So let's start off with really talking about what is marketing. Marketing is really everything that you do to create or to put yourself into a sales situation. Now, I know I said a bad word because I use that sales word, but bear with me here for just a minute, right? So another great definition, a way to think about marketing, is it's getting the right message to the right people by way of the right media and methods. In other words, if you get your message out and you talk to people in a way that they want to hear it, to the right person, and you give them the right message, then that's really key. We call that message to market match. That's really key to talking to people and to getting your message out there. Now, there's a big difference between marketing and sales. Sales is a situation where you're putting yourself in a face-to-face or a one-to-one or maybe in a group where you're there in front of those prospects to get them to exchange something you have, which are your goods or your services as an image consultant, for their money. And you know, as much as we want to not like sales and all of those things, nothing really happens without a sale. And so when you think about that from the perspective of we do marketing to be able to put ourselves in a situation where now we can make the sale. Another great definition I love of marketing is it's really psychology plus math. And when I say psychology, what I mean by that is we really have to know how people think and what they're thinking, and so that we can talk to them about what it is that their need is or what it is that their pain is or what it is that their desire is. Because let's face it, in today's world, it's not really too much about what they need. It's really more about their wants. And so if we can get in and really talk to them now and understand their thought process, and then use math to measure, which we talked about already, and know whether those things are working, that's really a great combination as far as marketing goes. So I think it's important to distinguish the difference between marketing and sales from that perspective. And then the other thing, of course, that you mentioned, Tracy, was direct response marketing. What exactly does that mean? So I love to talk about direct response because what most of us do is more what I would call, what we would call, image advertising. So think about advertising that you see pretty much everywhere, the billboard advertising, the signs that you see, the display ads in the newspaper, if anybody still reads the newspaper. It's all about their image. It's all about TV is a great image advertising thing. It's all about them getting out to you their image, telling you their hours, telling you, you know, here I am, here's my address, you know, I have the best widget or I have the best price or come see me down at the store. It's just them sort of what I call traditional or me too, because what I call it me too because it's what we all do. We see the insurance guy putting his sign out, and so we do the same thing as an image consultant or as a carpet cleaner or whatever business that we're in. Or even worse, we see this image consultant who lives in a different state doing this, and so we just simply go in and copy what they're doing. We don't really know if what they're doing is working, but it's somebody in our industry, which, by the way, you should be looking outside of your industry. They're typically the best examples because, again, you'll learn more outside of your industry and then apply it inside your industry is a great strategy from a marketing perspective. If you don't do anything after this call but that, it'll increase your sales and it'll increase what you're doing in your business just by doing that. So the thing that I always say to small business owners is none of us have $1 million to spend on a Super Bowl ad, for example, where we can, you know, we can't compete with Nike or with HP or Toyota or any of these other companies that are out there just based on the dollar. So, you know, Coca-Cola can flash that red Coca-Cola at us enough times that we remember the logo. Here's the thing to remember, too, is we have to be a little bit not so vanilla in our marketing. We have to do some different things. The reason is we see 3,900 marketing images and advertising images every single day. Every day. That's more than 3,900.
Wow.
That's more than our grandparents saw in their whole lifetimes. So we really have to do something a little different to stand out. So I want to give you the two advantages and the two things that make direct response marketing different and that will give you the big advantages. Okay, you guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I know I can answer myself. I love this, right? So direct response, first of all, it can be used anywhere. You can use it online. You can use it offline. You can use it whether you have a store where people come to, whether you're an image consultant who goes into people's homes or offices, whether you're a big company, whether you're a solopreneur, anywhere you can think of, you can use these direct response principles that I'm about to talk about. That is not my dog. I just want everyone.
Yeah, let me see what's going on. Let me make sure I'm in the right. You keep talking,
okay.
And I'm going to get our mode fixed.
Okay. So there's two things that make direct response direct response. The first thing is that it's action-oriented. Now, what I mean by that is think about sending somebody, let's just use an offline marketing example here. Think about sending somebody a postcard, for example. So when you send somebody a postcard, if there's no action required for them, if you're just advertising, you're just saying, hey, I'm an image consultant, you know, here's my hours, here's my phone number, here's my website, give me a call, I would like to have your image business. That's really just image. Hey, that's kind of funny. Only to me, but that's okay. So you want their business. Instead, what I would say to you is switch that around and think about how can you solve a problem they have. So, for example, I might send a postcard to a prospect as an image consultant that says, what are the three biggest mistakes, image mistakes, let's say you were mailing specifically to women, because I think in this case you would probably talk to men and women differently. But so the three biggest image mistakes or mistakes women make in their business attire and how to avoid them, or the three biggest tips for softening up your makeup, right? So if you sent that postcard and you said to them, if you'd like this free report, if you'd like this CD, or how do you educate people? That's what I'm doing, right? So now we send that to them with a website for them to go to get this free information. They're taking action. They're getting involved with you as a company. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Well, Diane, I thought this marketing thing was supposed to create a sale. It is, but more importantly, when you first touch people, you want to create a relationship. You want to build what we call the know, like, and trust factor. We all do business with people we know, like, and trust, and that happens in that order, know, like, and trust. You can't build trust if people don't know you and then like you. So one of the ways to do that is by using this particular direct response strategy where we would send that postcard or send a message on social media or put an ad on Facebook, for example, that says, for the three biggest mistakes or for the three secrets of or whatever the pain is, go to, again, taking action. So you send them to a specific site where they can now do what we call opt-in, which simply means put their name and their email into that website, and they now get this free report from you. Now, let's be clear, because I said this is all about the sale. So in that report, as you give them what those three secrets are, what those three mistakes are, and the easy, simple solutions and things that they can do to help, you know, themselves look better, help themselves dress better, the makeup, whatever the thing is that you've chosen in that report, then you can say to them, by the way, if you'd like some help with this, and then give them the way to get in touch with you. Give them the website to go to make an appointment. Give them a number to call, that kind of thing. So it is about the mail. Yes.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, please.
You know, I hear what you're saying. I think that I totally agree with you. Do you feel like that people are so busy sometimes that you might lose people having them have to take that extra step, or is that a good thing? You really then only get the people that are truly interested.
You got it. It's a great question. I love that you asked me the question. And the second part is absolutely right. Here's what we all want. We're trying to attract our ideal clients. We're trying to attract the people who are predisposed to want to do business. And so if people are willing to take the action, whether it's faxing something back to you, whether it's going to this website, you know, bringing in a coupon, whatever the thing is, if they're willing to take that step, you have a much more qualified client. And that's what we all want. We want the people who are predisposed to do business. So the people who are interested, it's not a big deal for them to fax that form back to you or to go to the website for the free report. As a matter of fact, because it builds the know, like, and trust factor, they're much more likely to invest and spend money with you than if you just sent them the image ad because it's just like everyone else. Think about the relationship that you build with somebody when you say to them, not come do business with me, you don't know me, but would you like to come do business with me? But instead, if you say to them, you don't know me, but I'd like to give you some free information to help you build a better image. You're much more likely to do business with the person who's given you something. It's called the law of reciprocity. You've given me something for free, and so because I want to reciprocate that, I'm much more likely to do business with you than I am somebody who just says, hey, you want to do business with me. Does that make sense?
No, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
And I think in our business, we do have somewhat of a selective clientele, and it's great if we can kind of get past the ones that are just, you know, looking for, what do they call? There's a word for that, trolling.
The tire kickers, that's what I call them.
The tire kickers, yes. That's it. Let me ask you, do you approach marketing any differently if you're providing a service versus a product? I know some of our membership do sell products, makeup, that kind of thing, but a lot of us sell our services. Is there a difference there?
Nope, not really. Not really. You just want to think about, so when you think about what's this thing that I can offer them, what's this action-oriented thing, the CD or pre-report or whatever it is that you want to do, it might be a video, right? For you guys, if you're doing, like, let's say you're selling makeup, for example, it might be just a video of you showing somebody how to properly apply their foundation or, you know, whatever it is, the lipstick liner or, you know, things that we think of as simple, basic things that people have problems with. So it could be any of those things, but no, product or service doesn't really matter. So I'll use me as an example. We do both, right? I do done-for-you services for marketing and all the things that we do, as well as we sell products, as well as we have services like coaching and consulting. And so we really attract people with those same, in all of those three areas, with our same kind of offers, because they're paying, whether they're buying a product or a service. Now, they might be two separate things, but they still have a pain involved. There's still something that a solution that they want or a problem they want a solution to. So it's a great question, but you can use it for both, very much so. So the second advantage to direct response is exactly what you said at the beginning of the call, Tracy. You set this up perfectly and didn't even know it. I thank you so very much. Is it's measurable. So the question that I'm going to ask that I already know the answer to is, do you want to know whether your marketing dollars are working or not, where they're working, so that you can make decisions about where to invest? By the way, you're not spending, you're investing in marketing because it's coming back to you. It's called the return on investment. So when you invest in your marketing, using direct response is the only way to be able to measure and know what's working. So let's go back and use the example again of the billboard or the newspaper ad that's a display ad that just says, hey, I'm Diane's Image Company, and I'm at 123 Main Street. My website is dianesimage.com, and here are my hours. That's image advertising. How do you measure that? You don't. You can't, because you have no idea when people call or whatever. You can ask them, but a lot of times people will forget. Let's say we're sending that postcard. Again, I'm just using examples. We could do this online. There are a lot of ways that we can do this. But let's just say we've sent that postcard, and somebody now goes to our website. They ask for our free information. We now know where that person came from because we've sent them specifically to a page or a site that we've set up for this ad, so we can measure. So let's say we sent 1,000 postcards out and 100 people came to our site and asked for the free information, and then out of that we sold 10 people something and we ended up making $1,000. I'm just making up numbers here to give you examples, okay? So let's say the 1,000 postcards cost us $1,000, but we got now 100 new clients or prospective clients. We got 10 people who spent money with us, so we were at break even now because they invested $1,000 with us and we invested in the postcard. Here's the thing that a lot of people forget. So it's measurable, that is my point, right? So you broke even, so maybe that wasn't a great example, but you at least broke even on the deal, so you're not out any money. Here's two things that is not really related to this, but it's important from a marketing perspective, so I'll just throw in an extra bonus for you guys. There's two important things here. One is you made your money back from your marketing on the initial thing that you did. So those 10 clients who brought you $1,000 allowed you to break even on your marketing. Now, as you sell them other products and services throughout the year, you've made money and not had to go back probably and spend very much to remarket to them. Here's the other really important, that's called the back end of your marketing. Here's the other really, really important part that most people miss. You have 90 people who asked for your free information but didn't take the next step. You get to continue marketing to those people, and some of them will convert now over time as you continue to market to them, as you continue to give them new information and tips and those kinds of things. That's why we call that this marketing and not advertising. So as you continue to go out to those people, some percentage of those 90 will convert over time. So actionable and measurable are the two really, really big things which give you such a huge advantage. You can very quickly, as you're measuring this, you know exactly now, you know that postcard at least works. You didn't lose money on it, all right? So we tweak it. We change one little thing here or there to try to increase the numbers and to make it more profitable. But the point in all of that is that you can measure it now. You know exactly what's working. So if something doesn't work, you can very quickly change it. You can very quickly say, I'm not investing money there anymore. That didn't work as well as this other thing that I did. And it allows you now to do exactly what I just said, which, let's say you're getting a 2-to-1 return on investment, which means for every dollar that you're investing in marketing, you're getting 2 back, and you're getting that on a newspaper ad, and your Facebook ad is pulling at a 4-to-1. Now you can say, okay, both of those are profitable, but maybe this month, instead of investing $500 in the newspaper ad, I'm going to add an additional $500 to my Facebook ad, because that'll make, instead of $1,000 at the 2-to-1, it'll make me double that. It'll make me $2,000, and I'm going to make that investment this month, and then we'll go back to the newspaper ad next month. It allows me to make decisions about my marketing that allow me to do the next marketing thing, that allow me to get the next client, that allow me to continue moving forward.
Diane, I love what you're saying. It sounds, it really, because so many, I know I do, I send out cards and emailers, and there isn't really a measurable way to see if they're successful. But how do you keep your existing clients kind of in front of you? Because you can't necessarily offer them the free thing every time. Maybe coupons. What's a way to keep your existing clients coming back.
Yeah, so what I would do as an image consultant is I would sit down. I'm a big planner, so I know that's not always a popular word, sort of like marketing and sales. But what I would do is at the beginning of the year, and so it's February, you know, it's early in the year, you could still sit down and do that. I would go look at either a monthly, you guys would know better what the frequency would be, but I would think once a month or at least once a quarter, you could put a campaign together, relatively simple, to go out to your existing database, your existing clients with some sort of special, that there's a code that they have to put in to get the dollars off, buy one, get one sort of things, all sorts of ways to now do that, but you could do special bonuses. Again, you just have to think about how do I do this so it's measurable. So a code, or if you only send that particular special to your clients, then you know when those orders come in at that particular rate or with that whatever the thing is that you've done so that you can measure, you know those are clients as opposed to prospects. The other thing that I would tell you is you want to do some different things with your clients because they get used to seeing the same old things from you. One of the biggest things that almost costs you very little and almost nothing is to continue to stay in front of them with helpful tips and not always be selling to them. Now, I know that sounds contrary, but again, it's just like getting the new client with the know, like, and trust. You want to continue to build with your current clients that same know, like, and trust, right? You have to. They already know you now. Now you have to get them to like you a little bit more because, let's face it, the more we like people, the more we want to do business with them, right? The more we trust them, the more we go back to them over and over and over again. And you take yourself from being a commodity to being their preferred provider. And when you're their preferred provider, many times, because you've removed the commodity, people will pay more because you're their preferred person. So here, let me give you an example. We used to do some business with an insurance guy who was teaching other insurance, and it happened to be a particular carrier, which I won't tell you which one it is. But I'm with a different carrier. And for 18 months, I said to this group, you know, none of you guys have ever come to me and asked for my insurance business. Here's the thing. I don't even look at changing because I've been with this company for 20 years. I don't know if it's the cheapest or not. I don't really care. It's easy for me. I just pay my thing when they send me the bill, and they've got all my stuff, so I know I get some discounts. If one of you guys came to me and said, let me look at it, and I'll switch it for you if I can save you the money, you'd get my attention. But I don't care. If I have to do the work to switch it over, I'm not going to. $100 a year or $200 a year isn't enough for me to change my insurance company and have to do the work just because now insurance isn't a commodity to me anymore. They're just the company who's made it easy that I've been with, that I've had a great relationship with for 20 years. It's the same thing with the image, with your image stuff, but you have to continue to give people good stuff. Easy way to do it is sending them some sort of like image tip every month or every couple of weeks. You can do that electronically. Very simply, we call it an electronic magazine or an e-zine is some of the other ways that that's referred to. You could also do it, would be very smart. You would have to invest a little money to do this. But I recommend that you actually send people in the mail some sort of newsletter kind of thing every month. It's a great way to stay in front. It's a great way, again, to set yourself apart and be different from what everyone else is doing. And then in that, you can always give them special offers. And, you know, as a newsletter, maybe you make a name for it, right, as a newsletter subscriber, as a VIP member. Everybody wants to be a VIP, right, or as a member of the, you know, the special image consultantry or whatever. You know, have some fun with it. Think up some names. Make some of these things specific to you. And those are all great ways to really stay engaged with your current clients. But you have to keep, it's very, very important that you keep what I call dripping on them. So constantly being in front of them, top of mind. Because if you're not there and they get that image postcard from somebody else and you haven't established this sort of relationship with them, very easy, if that other postcard comes at a time when they need something, for them to go, hey, well, maybe I'll try this. It's 20% off because they haven't heard from you in 90 days. So,
Diane, how much money, I mean, how what percentage of our income or budget should we put into marketing? I know, it's a tough question. But.
No, it's not a tough question. It's the wrong question.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you why it's the wrong question. I love it when people ask me this question. It's the wrong question because if you look at simply a percentage, and once you use that percentage of your budget up, no matter how successful your marketing has been, you can't use any more, right? So if I say I'm going to use 10% of my budget this year, and my budget is, let's just say, $10,000, so 10% of that is $1,000, well, what if I invest $1,000 in marketing and I make $5,000? I've already invested the $1,000, which was my percentage. Now my hands are tied. So now that sounds silly because you made $5,000 off the $1,000. But if so, that's why I say it's the wrong question. What you want to do is you can come up with that number, right? Then you have to decide after whatever that initial number is. And by the way, my recommendation is, let's just use that same $1,000 example. Don't put that whole $1,000 investment into one single piece of marketing. What I mean by that is choose different media. So let's say $500 of that you're going to invest in a direct mail campaign. $500 of it you're going to do some kind of online marketing. One is always the worst number in marketing because if something doesn't work, and sometimes, let's face it, we're all in business, right? Sometimes things don't work. Then you've invested everything in that one pot, and it's gone. So, but if you do multiple things now, you increase the odds of one or more of them working, and now we can do more of those. So I think you're better off saying, here's the money that I'm going to invest this year in marketing, then testing a few things. And, again, you always want to start off small. Don't do the whole amount or one thing, but start off small. As things work, now we do what I call roll your campaign out. In other words, do a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And so as long as your investment, as long as you're measuring, as long as those dollars come back and they're positive, you can continue investing in your marketing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Tracy? Okay, good.
Oh, it does, yeah. So how do you decide what types of media to use? There's so many different things out there now, and where do you start?
Somewhere. I'm kidding. You know, I think the things that you want to look at is, first of all, where are other people in the marketplace? And a great way to gauge, now again, this is sort of guesstimating, but a great way to gauge things is if you see somebody who's doing something, especially if it's direct response, and you see it going multiple times, so it's happening 3, 4, 5 times in a row, you see it, then it's probably working because they're measuring. If it's image advertising, probably not so much. But I would try to start in areas that you know are going to work, or areas that are more likely to work, and in areas that are less expensive. So some inexpensive areas would be social media. If you have a Facebook page or you have a fan page with your business or a business page, they sort of use some of those terms intermittently, whatever the right word. I make up my own words too, just so you guys know. So if you have that page and you can go out and you can sit, now you have to be careful, but on your profile page, but if you have this business page or the fan page is what they're now called, you actually can make offers and show people what you do and sort of have some more salesy things on your fan page. So utilizing your fan page is a great inexpensive way because all you have is your time involved. You can use your fan page also to push people to that page that we talked about where you can offer them that report or that information or the best way to, you know, put their lip liner on, tips for their, dressing better or whatever the things are. Facebook ads are a great inexpensive way also online. Here's another tip that I would give you guys as image consultants, especially if you're dealing with professionals or a more affluent clientele is you should be on LinkedIn, and you should test some ads on LinkedIn. And the reason I'm going to tell you that is because, and I'm not trying to turn this into a social media class, but it's all marketing, so it's just different media. LinkedIn has a much higher, the average person who has a LinkedIn account makes six figures and beyond. And so it's a more affluent crowd. And so if you're dealing with professionals and you're dealing with corporate women and those sorts of things, you should have a presence there. Other inexpensive things are, you know, you test some ads in local publications, not like, so I lived in Atlanta for a lot of years, not in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which is like the main newspaper there, but community papers, things like that. I would even tell you that it's a great way to do things is, are there women's events that are happening, and there are all over the country, more and more and more. As a matter of fact, I'm speaking at a women's event next week, that you could go and have a booth at. Because most of you don't necessarily have to have clients who are, you know, right in your local area. So think about expanding out of that box a little bit. And are there probably are, for most of you, local women's groups and those kinds of things that you can become a part of where I call this pull marketing. Put yourself in situations where you're in a group of people who need you. Now, and I'm just saying women, obviously men need image consultants too, and so I'm just using those as examples. But so there are a lot of what I would call inexpensive ways. I'm a big, big fan of direct mail. There are a lot of ways to use direct mail that are inexpensive with great ROIs for things. Here's the thing that I would say. Find an area that you like or that you're comfortable with and start with one or two. And then as you have success, again, roll them out. Add another one. Here's some other inexpensive things. Articles. Can you write articles? Can you do blog posts for other people and contribute to what they're doing? Start your own YouTube channel and do some videos. Now post those videos on your Facebook, which draws people over to your YouTube page. So there's all sorts of marketing ways in that don't have to be expensive, that don't have to require this huge intake of dollars, which is one of the things that a lot of people will say when I start to talk about marketing. Here's the other thing that I want to address just real quickly. One of the things that many times that people say is, you know, Diane, I get it. You know, I have to market, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it just feels icky to me. It just doesn't feel authentic. It just feels slimy or manipulative or whatever the right word is. And I always say the same thing to people. If the marketing that you're doing feels that way to you, then you're not being authentic and you're not being you. And again, people are drawn to, your clients are drawn to you. They want to do business with you. And so the thing that I would tell you is if it feels that way to you, there's something wrong. And marketing should not be manipulative. It is, however, persuasive. And I'll tell you the difference as the way I see it as somebody who's been in marketing and been helping people build their businesses to six and seven figures and beyond for the last 15 years is this. Persuasion to me is you and I having a conversation and you deciding based on that conversation to do something that benefits you. And it might benefit me as well, but it benefits you. Manipulation is when you and I have a conversation about something and you end up doing something that only benefits me. And marketing and manipulation are two very different things. And so I like to talk about that and address that because I know there's always people who are like, if you go out to people and you're genuine and you talk about the things that are real and the things that your products and services can do and then you back them up, your marketing will never feel anything but 100% authentic and true, and your business will literally explode to the point where you'll be going, oh my gosh, I need to get help and I need to leverage what I'm doing here because you've got so much business coming in from that genuine and authentic marketing. Okay, sorry, I had to take a little breath there.
No, I think that what you're telling us is great and there's just so many options out there. And I know one of your learning outcomes was how to integrate all these marketing tools. And if you want to share that with us, that'd be great.
Yep, absolutely. That's where I was going. So integration, what does that mean? People say to me, Diane, all the time, what does that mean, Diane? How do I integrate things? So here's the thing. You want to think of this as a stool. If you go in and sit on a stool in a restaurant, I was going to say bar, but, you know, I never don't want to offend somebody. you go to a restaurant and you sit on a bar stool or a stool, and it has one leg. It's not very stable. But if you sit on a stool that has three legs, it's a lot more stable. Now I want you to think of that same stool as having those three legs or four legs, and then also having bars in between the legs that connect them for even more stability. That's integration. So let me give you an example. So when you now do this marketing, and again, let's just take two examples. Let's say that you're doing email marketing to your clients and you're also sending them snail mail. A great way now to integrate your marketing is to put the piece out. So let's say you send a postcard and you want to send something that is easy now for you to talk about. So let's say you send a bright pink postcard. You wait 3 or 4 days until you know the mail has hit, and in an email you say, by now you should have received the bright pink postcard in the mail from me talking about. Now what you've done is you've put one of those prongs between the legs, and you've strengthened both of your marketing. Here's why. Because now you've hit people with a relatively same marketing message in two different media, in the mail and via email, and you've talked about them in each one. So if I see the email, but I didn't get the mail piece, I'm either going to go look in the mail, or I'm going to call you and say, hey, I didn't get that, which provides you with what? A situation and an opportunity to make a sale, to do business with them, to have them invest with you, to provide them a solution to whatever it is that you have. The other thing that will happen is they'll say, if they look at that email and they'll go, you know, I remember seeing that. Let me go get that. All of that creates a second opportunity for them to go put their hands on that piece and look at your stuff again. So every time you integrate and you talk about other things that are going on in different media, it just strengthens the bond that you have. It strengthens the opportunity and the chance for you to get people again, to build the relationship. And this is all about relationship marketing. It's all about helping people. It's all about serving people. It's all about solution, being the solution provider for them. It just continues to strengthen that relationship. You can do the same thing. Again, let's go back to the social media example. Same thing on social media. You can talk about things that are going on, travels that you're doing, places that you're going, clients that you're working with in your social media posts, and give what we call sort of that impression of increase. So if you're constantly talking about, hey, I just worked with a client, or just got this great message from a client, or I'm just back from, clean out the closet day with so-and-so, or whatever it is, that's integrating. It's integrating into your social media what you're doing offline. And so it's very, very powerful when you start to do that, because people start to see you in different places. And when people say to you, when they come up to you in an event or they call you and they go, gosh, I see you everywhere, my response and your response should always be terrific, because it means they're watching you. It means they're paying attention. They may not be doing business with you today, but it means that what you're doing in your marketing is absolutely working. And when they need the image consultant, when they need somebody to help them, they're coming to you because you are top of mind, or they would not have taken the time to say, oh my gosh, Diane, I see you everywhere. So that's integrating. That's very, very important that you start to do that. Now, for those of you who, like, this whole marketing thing is like, oh my gosh, I'm not really doing anything, and now you're talking about all these different things, start. Start somewhere. All right, and I would say start in an area like social media. Start in an area where you don't have to invest a big chunk, and start to do some of these things. Find a high school kid who knows how to put up a very simple page and develop this little report or develop this CD that you can start to build that relationship and see if just by doing those couple things, it doesn't change the response that you're getting from people. And the mere fact that you can now measure and you know where your marketing dollars are going will make a big, big difference. Here's the other thing that I would tell you. If you're looking for a starting point, and it was a question, Tracy, that you asked me a little bit ago, start with your current client database. You don't have to go invest in buying a list. If you don't want to invest in testing some ads on Facebook or some of those kind of places, then start this drip thing that I was talking about with your current clients, people who are already have invested with you. And I would start, if you haven't done anything, send them an email and simply say, hi, this is Diane. You probably want to use your name instead of mine. This is Diane and of Diane's Image Consulting, and I know I haven't been in touch lately, but I'm sending you a message to let you know that from now on, you're going to be getting every month via email an image tip. And I hope that you like them, and if there's anything that I can do for you in the meantime, please respond to this email and let me know. Questions, and you know, you could do the same thing and say, I'd like to answer questions, or I've set up a Facebook page. Where every Tuesday between 10 and 12, I'm going to be answering your biggest image questions. So we'll be on there answering questions. Lots of ways that you can incorporate these things and begin to market and do things that don't have to require a big outlay of money. But start with one or two of those. And your current client list is your best list. Your second list is going to be people who you haven't seen in a while. So maybe it's been they haven't invested or bought from you in a year. I call those the B-backs. Go back to those people, to clients that you haven't done business with. You should be able to reactivate about 25% of those people if you do a sort of a reactivation campaign and you do it two or three times to them, back into your list, back as buyers. And then the third most responsive list, of course, would be people who are interested in your topic, but to prospects that you don't know yet. So those are I would start with your current list and with your list of people who maybe haven't done business with you in a while.
All right, Diane. Well, I think those are great ideas. Sorry, was there someone out there?
Nope. So okay. We're at about 45 minutes, so I just didn't know if you wanted to open up for some questions.
Yeah, I think that'd be perfect. So I'm going to turn it on to Q&A mode. And then once we do that, everyone will know *6 is their mute and unmute key. So once I do that, if everyone will mute themselves with a *6, then we won't get any background noise. So here we go. Okay. So do we have any, if everyone will *6 themselves, and then if you want to ask a question, *6 yourself again.
Hi, this is Daphne.
Hi, Daphne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. I've been listening in, and I found a lot of the information very helpful. For me personally, my question is from a starting point of view, not having an existing clientele,
okay,
right out the gate, brand new, other than social media, would that, or perhaps that is the answer, is that the best way to make yourself known? Because really, when you're unknown, the first thing to do is to make yourself known, and then, you know, you'll develop a list and of contacts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's really still a marketing thing. So the thing that I would tell you is two things. One is start in your local area and see if there are places in your local area that you could go and maybe, you know, set up and do some demonstrations. As silly as it sounds, you know, it could be as simple as a local supermarket or a local, maybe there's a consignment shop that you can go and do a free class on how to match clothes, and then you can talk to people about I have a class going on next week about how to do your makeup and those kinds of things. The other really interesting thing I would say as you're first getting started is think about Is there somebody, again, locally, because, you know, if you're just getting started, money is probably an issue. You don't have a lot of money to outlay. Is there a local shop or vendor that you could do what I'll call a joint venture with? So what I mean by that is, let's say there's a local jewelry store in your area. And, again, I'm just making some of this up with some things I've done with other clients. You could maybe go to them and say, hey, I'm relatively new in the area, and I have an image consulting business, and I would love to be able to go out to your clientele and offer them a free 15-minute image consultation. Mm-hmm. Offer potentially maybe he's got a newsletter, and he would put something in his newsletter about it. Or maybe he'll insert something, or maybe he's already doing email marketing, and you could do an article, or you could offer maybe he'll do a live class in his store one evening after he closes. So mm-hmm. I would think about those kinds of things. Then as you build your business, I would go back to him and say, hey, Mr. Jeweler, I really appreciate the fact that you did this with me and that you helped me out. And you'd be surprised people are willing to do these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
How about we offer to all of my clients for Valentine's Day or for Mother's Day or for, you know, whatever, some nice coupon or something so that now I can reciprocate and you can get some clients back in here investing and spending money with you. That's where I would start if I were local and just getting started.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Any other questions? And just introduce yourself as you're asking your question.
Uh-oh. Did they all fall asleep?
I'll come in.
Hello?
Yep.
Anyone out there? Well, I guess everyone's being shy today.
I have no problem asking another question. This is Daphne again. Diane, you mentioned something about an ROI. What were you referring to?
That's return on investment.
Oh, okay. I just didn't get...
Yep, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, I know what that means. I just didn't know it in the context.
Yep. It's marketing speak, and sometimes I do that. I apologize. Return on investment is your ROI.
Okay, perfect. Now, I guess this kind of goes in line with what I'd asked before, but I created a web page.
Good.
And no one knows about it. So, not no one. I did send out a mass email to everybody I know personally,
okay,
so that they know about it. Now, in terms of, I guess, I've been looking for networking groups, and I thought that would be a good place to start in order to just promote the web page so that people know where to go for information. But as you said, that's kind of a non-action thing, right? That's just putting the image out there.
Okay, so let's talk about this. I know I'm interrupting you, but
no, that's fine.
So here's the... Do you want to fix that problem? Do you want
sure.
to fix the problem of your website being non-actionable?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a great example of it's very easy to turn traditional Me Too image advertising into direct response.
Okay.
So the thing that you should do is... Uh-huh. Your website hopefully has some kind of header on it. If it doesn't, you can very easily have somebody add this. So now the same thing that I said about sending people like to that opt-in page or to the page where you offer the free report, you
mm-hmm.
want to do the same thing on your website.
Okay.
I have a very different philosophy in what I'm about to say. You're going to go, oh, my gosh. I don't care if people – once I have people's name and email address and they've opted into one of my pages, I don't
mm-hmm.
care if they ever go back to my website.
Right.
Because I'm going to market to them, and if I need them to go to a particular page, I'm going to send them there.
Okay.
So you should very simply have on the right-hand side – now, this is important. You have to do it this way. Don't put it on the left. And don't put it at the bottom. On the top right-hand side of your page,
okay.
When they look at that piece of your page, there should be in your header,
mm-hmm.
there should be some sort of offer. So on my website, every page that you go to on my site,
mm-hmm.
the header is there, and on the right-hand side, there's a free offer for you to get a CD. It's on every single page.
Okay.
Okay, so now when you send people there, they can opt in.
Mm-hmm.
A better choice than that would be actually to set up a one page, that squeeze or landing page that I was talking about. It's one page. It's somewhere that's not your main website, and that's where you send people for that great information so that they can opt in and you can get their information so you can now market to them again. But you're absolutely right. Having your page up there, first of all, it's not a movie, right? So Build It and They Will Come only exists in the movies. And if your name is Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen. But, you want to send people there, but you want to collect their name and email so that you can market to them again and again. And having that header there with an offer
mm-hmm.
is the way to do that. And if you want to see an example,
mm-hmm.
my main website is CompleteMarketingSystems.com. Now, if you go there, what you're going to find out is I have what I call a sissy squeeze on the front, which
mm-hmm.
means there's a page there that gives you the chance to opt in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the bottom, there's a little button that says enter site.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, if you don't choose to get that free CD from me, you can still go into my site, but you'll see that on every page on the banner, there is that same offer for that free CD.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so it's a totally different page than what you're creating, the one you called squeeze or landing page.
Yeah, the squeeze or the landing page has one job, and its job is to get you to ask for that free offer by giving me your name and your email address, and then you don't even know that there's a website anywhere else, because that squeeze or landing page is a one-page website. The only thing you can do
is that
ask
one
for
page.
That information or not, or get it or not get it. Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Good. Good, good.
Thank you for all that great stuff. Dan, why don't you tell us a little bit about how people, if they're interested in learning more and want to have a little more details on what you're saying, how they can get in touch with you. And if there is anyone out there with questions, please, in a few minutes, interject. We'd love to have some more. Thanks.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I've actually put together a special little package for you guys that are on the call and for all the AICI members. And the website, unfortunately, is a little long, so I'm going to give it to you a couple of times. But if you go to www.marketingsuccesssecretsblueprint.com and then /marketing, let me give it to you again. It's marketingsuccesssecretsblueprint.com. And then /marketing. There's actually a course on there. It's called my Marketing Basics course, which will give you some more information and some more detail on some of the things that obviously I couldn't cover everything today in 45 minutes or so that we had together. It's a $197 investment, or you can do two payments as listed on there for $119. And I will tell you the thing that is not listed on there that I'm going to do for anybody who invests from AICI is I'm going to add in there, it's actually a $500 bonus I'm going to give you guys, a 30-minute marketing consultation with me to actually have 30 minutes on the phone to talk to me about your marketing, anything you're doing in your marketing that you have questions about, or you want to talk about the squeeze page or any of that. So anybody who invests, I'm going to throw that in as a special bonus. And again, that's marketingsuccesssecretsblueprint.com/marketing. And again, I apologize, that's so long. I didn't realize it until just a few minutes ago. So that's the easiest way. Again, my main website is CompleteMarketingSystems.com. And that's the easiest way to get me would be either of those two places. I'd be happy to answer any questions or help anybody from the group that would like it.
Diane, thank you so much. That's an awesome offer. And is there anyone out there with any more questions while we have Diane's brilliant marketing mind with us? Okay. Well, we thank you so much for participating in the call today. And Diane, thank you from AICI. We really appreciate your time.
It was my pleasure. My honor. I'm glad to have done it. And, again, if I can do anything for you guys, don't hesitate to let me know.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.